Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Amabez. We have a Tuvlad of Agarata coming up here at the end of the fourth parak. Sanhedrin has here and there major. Obviously, the last parak is all about Parachelik is all Agarata, but the here and there also throughout the Masechta one has a little offering of Agarata. Okay, so here we go. We are on Lamed Zayin Amabez, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, about eighth wide line. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Chia. Gal, and what, how did we get into this? Because we were talking about the Mishnah itself had some Agarata. Not really Agarata, but the Mishnah was talking about how do we instill fear in the witnesses, how we ma'ayim the aid them to make sure they're telling the truth and they're not lying. We say, make sure you realize that killing one person is like killing a whole world, Mishvili Nivra Ha'olam, and that is why Hashem created everybody's singularly, meaning from Adam Arishon, v'chulus. So that's how we got into this section. Amar Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chia. Galus mechaperes avon mechsa. Galus is mechaper half. Half going to galus. We know galus is a kapara, so it's mechaper for half. Why? How do you know? Meikareksi v'yisi davanad. Because originally by Kayin, it says, I will be na vanad. I will be a wanderer, a double lashon, na and nad. Ulubasov ksiv, a yeshivers node. See, you went into Galus, and it was only node. It wasn't na vanad. Therefore, you see, it was only half. Amar of Yehuda, Galus mechaper shlosh advarim. Really, Galus is mechaper three things. Shneemar, because it says, Hayoshe be'ir azos. Yirmiyahu Anavi says, if you stay in this city in Yerushalayim, Yamus mecharev baravu bedever. You will die with the sword and with hunger and with dever and with plague. V'hayotzei v'nafel ala kastem matzarim aleichem. But if you go and give yourself up and surrender to the Babylonians, to the kastem, yichya, you'll live. V'hayisal ala nafshel shalal. You'll be booty, meaning you'll go into captivity with the Babylonians. But at least it'll save you from cherev, rav, and dever. So you see, it saves you. If you go into Galus, it saves you from these three punishments. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Galus v'chaperas ala kol. No, Galus v'chaper on everything. Shneemar, kisvu esayish hazeh ariri. The Pasuk says that this man shall be ariri. He should not have any children. Ariri. Gever lo yitzlach miyamav. He shall not be successful at all. Kilo yitzlach mizaro. Ish yoshev al kisei David u'moshel o b'Yehuda. He will not have any more children. He will not have any more rulers afterwards in Yehuda. So you see, he was cursed with not having, this Yechaniah. Yechaniah, the king of Yehuda, was cursed with not having any children. And then, Ubasar the Galaxiv, and after he went into Galus, it says, Uvenei Yechaniah Asir Shaltiel Beno. Period. So you see, he had children. Must be after he went into Galus, it was Ma'agata Kapara, and that's why he was able to have children. Period. So these are the psukim about Galus. There's a fascinating Savah Kabbalah on the Cain and Hevel story. And here we're talking about the Nova Nod when Cain goes into Galus. So the Ksava Kabbalah, who is an underused source, right, he was one of the greats of the 1800s. Reb Chaim already said that there were four Gdolim of the previous generation, his previous generation in the 1800s, that were at the forefront of showing the connection between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Because after all, that's what the Reform movement was against in the 1800s. They said, oh, forget Torah Shebal Peh. So there were the Gedolim of that generation. They went out of their way and were very strong and stark in showing, no, that Torah Shebal Peh is linked. You can't live without Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. So I think he said the Ksav HaKabbalah and the Malbim and the Meshech Chachma. And the fourth one is different. The Masorah is exactly what it was. Was it the Rav Hirsch? Was that one? And I've heard I think that's what it was. I've heard one other, but I think those were the four, because Rav Hirsch also, they show where Torah Shebal Peh comes from and it is hinted to in Torah Shebal Chsav. So Ksav HaKabbalah is one of them as well. It talks about it many times with the words affecting the entire story. So says the Ksav HaKabbalah there in Perek Dalet of Bereishis. He discusses, but he, after Kayin went into Galus, so it says that he built a city. He built a city. He was a bonet ear. And he built, what did he name the city? He named the city Chanoch. He made the city Chanoch, and he had a son Chanoch. Kishem beno Chanoch. He built a whole city by himself. Ksav HaKabbalah says, usually people don't build cities by themselves. It says, Rabim Omriu, Latachlis Ma Bana Kayin ear. Right, v'gam kasha she'adam yachid yivne ir mibli ezer rabim u mibli kli malacha nimsayim. So I don't understand. He says, V'yomer, so he quotes a pshat. V'yomer yadanu, ki katmonei b'nei adam hayalohem nikros slaim, v'chorei afar, v'kafim l'machseh, ulamastar, mizermu mimatar. Caves. Early people, says the Ksava Kabbalah, lived in rocks, lived in clefts in the mountain. V'od hayom nimsa'im ke'elu l'rov b'medinos Asia. V'hema ka'es me'ein yoshev u'medinos Africa. Adayin yesh yoshvei ma'arot. V'negra'in trogolotitin. He quotes all these Yiddish words. U'mistaver, and he says, ki kayin haya harishon asher hechen ma'ara kazos. Lo ulamishpachto. Cain was the first caveman, says the Ksava Kabbalah. Vehi isa nikres ear, balashan ivri. That's what an ear was. Ear doesn't mean city. Ear meant there, the cave. Bahanachasa harishona. And the first usage of this word city. They didn't have cities in those days. They had, where do people live? In caves. So that's the root of it all. Kasher adai nikres kach balashan aravi. Vinishar hashem ear, gamachare asher hechelu livnot batim alpi haaretz. And that word ear stayed even afterwards. V'itachin ki tam b'ir matzor, klomar ki'ilu ani b'ir matzor, ki'ilu ha'yadav b'ir matzor, etc. Ki'ir ma'ara, shneim yisod echad. Ear and ma'ara, ayin reish, they're both in there. Right? So the same shorish. So it's about the same. V'yovelo ha'diktuk. That's what it comes at. And then that's point number one. And then he says, why he did the name in Chanoch? Now he's getting back to our Gemara. Why he went into Galus? Why did he name it Chanoch Lahodienu? Ki achar sheyatza kayin milifnei Hashem sameach bebreishir eskabel etshuvaso lifnei avarachamim. Big machlokas we showed him about this, but it says the kayin did tshuva. God loved him even so, and he was really, he wanted to do tshuva. He did tshuva, and it was mekubal, and he was happy about it. So kayin thinks to himself, how could I be sure to make sure that I don't fall again? I'm not choti again. I want to be mechanech myself. I want to educate myself to make sure that I don't do anything like this again. And therefore, he named his cave Chanoch. He named this cave Chanoch. For some los yields lo laos. Besides, according to Rishonim, the dog that they had that walked around with him, or the sign that he had on his forehead. But another one that he did, right? For some shame ze yield laos v'simin tmidi lahas kiro shehu ketinok hanitzrach el hachinuch v'haragilus. I'm like a child who always needs to be educated. Lehisragel ma'at ma'at lehiskarev al Hashem ubchal shal v'shal shiyal shem zel svasav. Whenever people ask him, "Oh, where do you live?" I live in the Chanoch cave. Right, so I'll know. V'hine hisbar she'in, and then he says at the end. So you see from here, and this is part of what I introduced it with. She'in inyan kain vehevel sipur maisa levad. Avo yilamdenu godel kalach hatshuva. Ad shala avona yoter chamur mo'ila hatshuva. Gam yodinu ha'ishtadlus ha'mitztareches lashov l'shum shmishmeres lefanav ba'yashav odapam l'kisla. So you see, you learn tshuva, you learn what a person has to do after they do an aveira. You learn something about cavemen, right? You learn a lot from this little story in Perek Daled in Bereishis. Okay. A little Kain and Hevel to start us off. Second to last line. Second to last line on Lama Zayin Mabes. So now, once we quoted that Yechanya, we spoke about this on Shabbos a little bit, the tangential inyanim in Masechtos and Shas that don't seem to be exactly connected. Once we quoted that Yechanya got received kapara because he went into galus because he wasn't supposed to have children, and you see he did have children, so once we mentioned his children's names, so we're going to darshan where his children's names came from. So, Asir, she'ibarto imo bevesa asurin. His mother became pregnant in jail. She was in jail, and that's where she became pregnant. Asir. Shaltiel, sheshaslo el, shalo kederach hanishtalin. Why? That Hashem planted him. Shatlo, from the word shestulim beves Hashem. Planted him not in the normal way that people, children, are planted. What does that mean? Gemiri, because we have a mesorah. We have a mesorah from the medical professors. She'ena isha misaberas me'umad. It's impossible for a woman to come pregnant if she's with her husband standing. And the jail cell was so narrow, he didn't have a place to sit down. And Rashi explains they lowered in his wife to spend some time with him there, and they were standing. So therefore, how she became pregnant is not in the normal way. So that's what it means, Shaltiel, that Hashem gave him a special present. Davar acher, or finishing, Shaltiel, shenishal al alasoel. Shaltiel, that Hashem was nishal, kavayachol, Hashem had a bimatir neder for his curse that he said he was never going to have children, but once he went into galus, so that he did have children. Zru Bavel, his other child, shenizra mi Bavel, that he was a rua in Bavel, impregnated in Bavel. Uma shmo, Nechemya b'chakli shmo. His real name was Nechemya. The Mefarshim discussed, is that it's Nechemya, or is this Nechemya that we know from Ksuvim, or a different Nechemya. This is the Gemiri. So Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Mem, which is the Siman at the end of Chelek Beis, of Orach Chaim, all about the halachas of Tznius, the Shulchan Aruch there says, Lo yivol me'umad, b'lo me'yushav. Right, husband and wife, there's a derech ha'olam, half for husband and wife to be together, lo yigabu me'umad, extension of this Gemara. Not only is it not normal, but it's not something that a husband and wife should do, lo yivol me'umad. What happens, the Shemun Siyan of Halacha now comes into the act and says, what happens if, quotes a derech pikudecha, who says that, let me find it here, derech pikudecha, quote that based on the Shulchan Aruch, vim e afshar b'inyan acher mutar lovol meuma kedei lakayim mitzvas ona. If it's impossible and the husband and the wife want to be together, so then it's mutar mikol makom. Says the Derech Mikudecha, one of the Achronim, im holid ba'ofan zeh lokia mitzvas puravu. Even though Gemiri that it does not happen if they do have a baby in this way, no mitzvas puravu because it's not the Derech Ha'olam. Where does he get this from? Where does he get? Where else does this come up? So the Taz at the beginning of Eben Ezer, the Taz discusses the Ben Sira case of Nolad Ba'am Bati. Nolad Ba'am Bati. So the post can say a woman after Shadet, there's a common bathhouse, and the water stays warm there, and it's possible that the man left something for the woman, and the woman goes afterwards. Is that possible or not? The medical science, but the Mesorah, the legend is that Ben Sira was Nolad Ba'am Bati, one of the apocryphal books that the Gemara quotes every so often. He was Nolad Ba'am Bati in the bathhouse. That's here is where his mother became pregnant from the Zera that was left for the man that had been there previously. So whether that's possible or not for now, but the Taz in Siman Aleph and Eved Ezer, Siman Aleph is all about Puravu, the Taz says, Yesh lehistapik, Isha shenisabra ba'ambati im ha'av kiim puravu, v'nikra b'nola chol davar. I'm not sure. And he quotes a Beis Shmuel, and the Taz has no teh to say not. V'ein zeraya, d'shem alechumra aminan, l'kula lo aminan, b'prapa midi detali b'kum v'asei, v'hu nisabra me'atzma. Then Yosef was that. No, you gotta do a maisa of kumba say for the mitzvah puravu. Here, it's the man's mitzvah, he didn't do anything. He left his zera, but is that, are you Yosef? So based on that Taz says it's derech pikudecha, maybe it means anytime there's no, it wasn't bederecha olam, so then it's not true. Other opponents say, what do you mean? He could be mechalik. Now, Bati, there was no maisa. Here there was a maisa. It was just, not in the normal way. Finally, where does this come up? La maisa? Doesn't come up. Nolad Ba'am Bati is not really happening today. But it comes up by artificial insemination. That's the big sugya. How much by artificial insemination? Let's say, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period when, you know, if there are certain fertility issues, there are many, many ways that couples could try to be able to be, could be kind of Mitzvah Puravu. So the post game originally when it came out years ago, what is the halach of artificial insemination? A, is it mutter or not? B, once you get over the mutter and how to get the zera, so lemaisa, if a baby is born, do we say that the baby is meyuchas to the father? Is the baby a kohen? If the father is a kohen, is the baby yarshin? Is the baby a bechor? All of these halachas, what do we say? But one of the issues is the father mekayim mitzvah puravu? Right? Because there was no maisabia. So is the father, the other way, you have Yisurim too. Can there be mamzerus by artificial insemination? If a woman is impregnated, if a married woman is impregnated with another man's zera. So, many different shilas. But this is a major machlokas. If you look in the Encyclopedia Rufuit, Rabbi Steinberg, Dr. Steinberg just quotes all different shitas by Puravu regarding Hazra'a Malachutit, which is the artificial insemination. It's based on this Taz. In this Taz about Nolad Ba'am Bati. Yeish sovrim shavazra malachutit lo makai mitzvah puravu. He quotes the Mishpatei Uziel that says, no, some say there's no mitzvah at all because you need a bia b'derach kal ha'aretz. Yesovrim shadafka nisaber bambati. But here, there, but no bambati. There's yiramakai in the mitzvah. Avol b'hazara malachuti yishmaisa mesuyam letzorach hamitzvah. He did something for the mitzvah. Somehow they retrieved the zera. So maybe that's enough of a maisa. Some say you are makai for revu, but you are makai in the mitzvah of lasheves. Right, which is the mitzvah d'rabbanan populating the world. And others say, no, you're makai the mitzvah peravu. Right, there are all the different shittas out there. One kid chalkas b'chol. He quotes some of the earlier achronim that argued on the Taz, that say that nolad bambati would be good enough peravu. So here too, but again, this is a major discussion of a halacha that comes up from an agadata. But that is an important discussion in the poskim. Okay, weiter, third line. Sorry? Are these names considered to be complimentary? Oh, they're all about what happens to the father. Right, for the forevermore, this kid is going to be known as, right, my mother became pregnant at the jail. Right, it's like the Indians, right? Born under half moon, right? Something, whatever, it's a description of what happened at the birth. I guess that's where the Indians got it from. Okay, Yehuda, or maybe nobody else knew except Chazal. Yehuda v'Chizkiya. B'nei Rabbi Chia, Aviyasi B'suda, Asakami Rabbi, Yudin Chizkiya, the children of Rabbi Chia were sitting at a suda in front of Rabbi. V'lovi Kami V'lomidi, they weren't talking, they didn't say anything. Maybe it's covered, they didn't want to talk before Rabbi spoke. Amar Lahu, so Rabbi says to his servants, you know what, give him some wine. Agru Chamra Dardik, he gives some wine to these kids, I don't know how old they were, Kihechi Delaim Rumilsa, so that they start talking. You know, they're too quiet, too shy. I want to give them some wine for them to start talking. So this Chas V'Shalom should be tried today because you see, these children started talking Divrei Torah. Halavai, our youth should be start talking all about Divrei Torah and about David HaMelech when they have a little to drink. Kiva de Ivsum, once they got a little happy. Pascha V'Yamru, Ein Ben David Bach Yichlu Shtei Batei Avos Mi'Yisrael. Right, let them quote some Psukim in Yishayahu, and then we'll talk. Right, even when they're not drunk. Says the, they said, David HaMelech Mashiach is not coming until two great families amongst the Jews are destroyed. The Elohein, Rosh Gola, Sheba Bavel, one is the head of the Golos in Bavel, the Resh Galusa. The Nasi Sheba Eretz Yisrael, which was Rebbe's house. They were sitting in front of Rebbe. Shene'emar v'haya l'mikta shul evin yigafel atzur mechshol l'shnei batei Yisrael. So Abba Lahem, Rebbe says, Bana, my children, kotzim atem atilin li be'enai. You're putting thorns in my eyes. This is what I need you to say, that I should be destroyed before Mashiach comes. Amar lei Rebbe Chia, so their father chimed in and said, Rebbe, al yeh Rebbe Necha, please don't be upset at them. Yayin nitam b'shivim osios. Wine is given with 70 letters, right? That means it's gematria. Yayin is gematria of 70. V'so nitam b'shivim osios. And so, secret is a gematria of 70. Nechlas yayin yasa sod. So what could you do? If you put in some wine, whatever comes out is the secrets that is in them. The same b'shem the gra. I saw a bunch of svarim quoted that it says the word sowed three times in Tanakh. And it's the abbreviation. One is about sod Hashem li yireyav yud. Another one is by the word yisharim. Another word is by neviim. Yireim, Yisharim, and Neviim. That's where it says, because Sodos of Hashem are given to those three types of people. So that's the three times it says the word Sod in Tanakh. Nichlas Yayin, Yatsa, Sod. Also fascinating point, I'm talking about the Gematria of Yayin. Right? Yayin is 70. Many of the Gematrias of Shabbos are all sevens. Yayin is 70, it's 7 and 0. And you have Ner, right? Ner is, 250. 2 and 5, the gematria katan is 7. Do a lot of the gematrias. I think something like Marak also. What is Marak? Right? 2 and 4 and kuf is 1. Right? So that's also 7. Marak. So, soup. Right? You have soup on Shabbos. A lot of the gematrias. I remember I heard a shir from Rabbi Lef many years ago. So he quoted, everything that has to do with Shabbos has to do with sevens. There are more. What? Dog, challah,
so.
Right? Challah, right? Challah. What's 8? Right? What's challah? Right? 38, 43. Okay. Yes, that's also 7. Okay. Could have to make a whole list. Anyway, so that's the guy. Starts it right here. The Gematria of Yayin. Gematria of Yayin is 70. Okay. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Mar Okva. V'yamri la Amar Rav Chizda, Daras Mari Barmar. My dechsev, Ayishkar Hashem ala ra'ah, V'yivei aleinu ki tzadik Hashem alokeinu. Hashem hurried and brought the ra on us because he is a tzadik. Mishum de tzadik Hashem vayiskar Hashem al harava yivei aleinu. Because he's such, he's so righteous, he brought the evil on us earlier. In yes, tztaka asak Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Yes, he did. It was righteous of him. Why? Shehiktim galus tzidkiyo va'od galus yichanya kayames. Because we know Bnei Yisrael went into galus bavel, the first galus in two shifts. First was called the galus of the cheresh and the masger, which were all the craftsmen went to galus first, and 11 years later that was the final straw. That's when the korban happened, and that's when tzidkiyo, with the last Malach, Nebuchadnezzar blinded him, sent him into Galus with the rest of the Jews. It happened only 11 years later, as we're about to see. This was a tzidkus. Why? The Siv Beba Galus Yechanya, the earlier Galus was a Cheresh Vamazger, Elef, 1,000. Cheresh, and who was the Cheresh of the Mazger? So the Pashas, it means the craftsman. But Al Pidrush, we say Cheresh, it means the Talmidei Chachamim. Kivan Sheposchin Akol Nasu Chereshin. Whenever these people give shir, everybody else becomes mute. And they just stare like, whoa, what amazing Torah they're saying. Mazger, Kivan Shesogrin. Ba'alacha Shevei Poschin. Right, once they say the Halacha Levaisa, nobody opens up their mouth afterwards. The Kamahayu Elef, there were 1,000 of them. So all the Tremendous Talmidei Chachamim went into Galus first. So if they would have all died out before the rest of the Jews got there, then forget it. Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have been able to survive. So Hashem did it stuck up that he quickly sent out the rest of the Jewish people to Bavel so that they would still be there. They would get there when the Talmidei Chachamim, the Cheresh of Damascus, was still alive, to be able to teach them Torah. So that is number one. Answer number one, how this was a tzidkus. That's why, that's what the Shem Sena Balacha also quotes. Also, he has a couple of interesting points on this Amud. He says, Pirish, b'kidei shegam kishehem begolos yilahem mimilumo datorav alacha, they say yishtonu kiim begolos. We find many times throughout history, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends to set up Torah institutions first, in order to help them survive in Galus, right? You don't have to look farther than Vayigash and Vayechi. Yehuda is sent to Goshna in order to set up the yeshiva there, so when Bnei Yisrael come, they will have the Torah. That's what we say in Slichus. Ve'ein shiur rak haTorah hazos. Da'al yidei haTorah ein mizbalbalim be'umos. Right? That is how we survive in Galus. So that's why also, when a person has to go into Galus, what happens? His Rebbe to an Ir Miklad, amazing halacha, his Rebbe has to go into Galus with him. His Rebbe has to move to the Ir Miklad with him because his student killed by accident. Why? Because Maglin Rabbi Imo. We'll learn about that in the sermon in Maseches Makkos in June. Right? So that's Maglin Rabbi Imo. It's all because that's how one survives in Galus. Ulamar, second pshat. What's the tztaka that Hashem did? Shehiktim Sheishana li Vinoshantem. As we know in Sefer Dvarim, it says Vinoshantem, we became old in Galus, and Rashi quotes that the Gematria of Vinoshantem is 852. That's how long we were supposed to be in Galus, but Hashem was Maktim 2 years to Vinoshantem, because if you do the math, it was 850, and because of those 2 years, that's what made us able to survive. That's what Rashi says. Ula Amar, Tzedakah Shal Skida Haidu Hiktim Churban Shteishanim Ligamatria Levanoshantem. Right? He did the Churban 850. Vehim Galus Sof Shmona Meas Vachamishim. Shenichnu Zula Aretz. 850 years after they went into Eretz Yisrael, they went into Galus. Not 852. If it was 852, we would have been totally decimated. We would have been able to ever come back. So that's tztaka of Vino Shantem. Amar Avachabar Yaakov Shmami, that's what do you see from there? Mehera Demari Alma Timni Mea Vachamishin Betartin Havi. When Hashem does something quickly, it means in 852 years, right? 850 years, 852 to 850. So when you're talking about the Mehirus, right, for a person to do something quickly, that's one idea. But for Hashem to do something quickly, it takes many, many more years. Therefore, when we talk about seeing the Yad Hashem, we should realize that it's a different type of time that we're talking about. Shram Shana Balacha also, again, here says, maybe that's why we say Bimheira V'Yameinu. Because Bimheira, you know, in Hashem's time, it takes much longer. Bimheira could be 1,000 years. Bimheira V'Yameinu, no, in our types of days. Bimheira V'Yameinu, in our types of days, we want the Mashiach to come. Bimheira V'Yameinu. That's what Bimheira D'Dun. Oh. Fine. I also saw from the Bells of Rebbe, Rav Arad Mibels. He says, be in the Margolius Ashas, Bialduso, he said, this Gemara maybe has a extra kavan in the Yont of Davening, which we'll say in a week and a half. Umepnei chataenu, What is mifnei? Mifnei, lifnei. Before, lifnei shegamarnu as achatoyim. Mifnei chatoyim. It's not there, Jewish, obviously. Before our chatoyim totally wiped us out. Golinu me'artzenu. We went into Galus. Why? Because if we would have stayed there forever, v'nisrachaknu, we would have been totally rachok forever, me'alad masenu. We wouldn't have been able to come back. So that's why lifnei. Lifnei chatoyim. Before it came to the time of Enoshantem. So that's why Galina me'artzenu. And therefore, we warrant eternally v'nisar chaknu me'al ad masenu. Weiter. Lefichach. The chulu. So what do we say? That is why we are, God created Adam as one person. So all the reasons given in the Mishnah for that. So some of them are quoted here again from the Tosefta. Adam ni yichidi nivro. Mivnei ma shlo yu. Aminim omrim harba rishiyus bashamayim. So nobody says, heretics don't say, there are many gods that created many people. Davar acher, mivnei hatzadikim umivnei harishoyim. One Adam, why? For the tzaddikim and the rishoyim. Shlo yu ha-tzaddikim omrim anu b'nei tzaddik. So the tzaddikim don't say, we are children of that tzaddik, so we don't have to do something. We have yichus. We have to do so great. We have amazing yichus. We come from a great tzaddik. So that would paralyze them, and they wouldn't be focused on doing better. And rishoyim omrim anu b'nei rasha. The rishoyim would say the opposite. Oh, look at our father. Forget it. Forget it. We're lost. So in order to motivate both of them, one person. Davar acher, mebnei ha-mishpacho, shelo yu mishpachos miskaru zubazu. So people don't fight with each other, as the Mishnah said. Right, oh, my father is greater than your father. Right, so people don't fight, so it's all one person. And the Gemara says, ironically, umach, shav, shenivra yachid miskaros. Nivru shem alachas kama v'kama. Look how much fighting we have today. Imagine if there was another excuse to have fighting in the world. Davar acher, mebnei ha-gazlonin, umebnei ha-chamsonin. Also, because of the gazlonin, people who take things without paying for it, and chamsonin, Chamson, we had the beginning of the Masechta, people who take things, even paying for it. Meaning they go and say, it's mine, right? It's my father's. Uma achsha shenivu yachidi goes to mechomsin, nivru shnei malachas kama v'kama, right? So even now it's even, you see how bad it is, but imagine how worse it would be if there were more than one person created, and they would say, it was mine. Ula hagid gedula so v'chulu. Tanu rabbanan. There's a shiloh whether some of these lines were in the Mishnah, because the Gemara is having the same thing. Or it's just repeated from the Tosefta. Somebody makes a couple of coins with one stamper. They all look alike. And everybody comes from Adam and everybody looks differently. So you see, it's called a chomer and a chosam when Adam was made. Why don't we have the same faces? Shelo yira Adam dira no visha naya v'yomer shalihi. People don't see a nice wife and a nice house. Hey, it's mine. Nobody's going to know because they look alike. Shneimar v'yimana mirisham oram v'zarua rama tishaver. Takes away the wickedness of the life and the wicked, and the strong arm of the wicked is broken. Right, so therefore nobody can come and say it's my wife. The Achronim ask it's a circular question. But what do you mean? That's why we make everybody look alike, because if everybody looked alike, they would want that wife, and then the wives would look alike too, and the houses would also look alike. So what are they saying? Somebody would be able to come and take your wife, because it's Isha Noah, but your wife would look like my wife. So what do you mean, Isha Noah? So it's Noah B'maisim, whatever the case may be. Okay, the Achronim discuss it. Tanya.
Dira also,
right. Dira would be the same. Okay, that one is not as questionable. Tanya, Hayer Rimeir Omer, Bishloshet Var Mada Mishtana Mechadero, three ways, areas were different than our friends. Bekol, Bemara, Ubadas. Our voice, our appearance, and what we think. Bekol, Bemara, Mishum Erva. Bekol, Bemara, Mishum Erva. So during the day, a husband and wife know who each other are, and at night, right, Kol, that's what the Gemara says in Chulin, that a blind man is allowed to be with his wife. Why? Because Bekol, right, the voice is discernible. Ubedas, why do we each have different brains? Why? So because, imagine if I had your brain, I would know exactly where you put all your valuables. Life wouldn't be able to function. We wouldn't be able to function in life. So therefore, that's why everybody has their own brain. Again, the Achronim say, what do you mean their own brain? Everybody would have the same level of knowledge, but would they know the exact same things? So again, but that is we get the message. Tanu Rabbanan. Adam Nivra be'erev Shabbos. Adam was created on Friday. Erev Shabbos. Why? Three reasons. Mipnei ma, shalo yu aminim omrim, shu devar yalakadosh baruch hu ma'aseh bereishis.
Well, the question is, what would it have been a better day? Friday. Always said, whenever you have a why question, you can't say why here. Well, a better day would have been right away, earlier in the Bria. So why Dafka at the end? So number one, so that the heretics don't say Hashem had a shutif in my sabrachus, meaning man was very, very late. He was no near a god. Dover acher shim tazuach dai to alav. If man thinks of himself as haughty, omer lo yatitush kadam chav my sabrachus. A mosquito was created before you, so don't think of yourself as so great. Dover acher three kedesh yikanes la mitzvah miyad. He gets into a mitzvah right away. He has Shabbos right away. Number four, Dover acher kedesh yikanes la suuda miyad. Right, he goes into a suuda right away. What's the difference? Shabbos is just the mitzvah of Shabbos, and suuda is the suuda. Mashal amal pas of adam. Mashal to a king. Shabana platrin v'shichlan v'hiskin suuda. A king built a palace and made a beautiful feast. Got it ready. V'yachar gachich nesarchan, and then he brought in the guests. Shneamar chachmas bunsa besa. With chachma he built the house. She built the house. Shlomo Melech is describing in Mishlei chatzva mudeh shiva. He carved it with seven pillars. That's the shivas yimei breishis. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena. He shechted the meat and he got the mixed the wine. Af archa shulchana, and he set the table. Shulchana rosea tikra al gape merom mikaras, and on top of the cities he called everyone, meaning he invited everybody in for the meal. And that's the mashal of Maisa Brachos to Adim Harisha. Now we darshan each phrase in the pasuk. Chatzah mudeh shiva elu shiva simei Brachos. 7 days of creation. Tosas points out, even though we know that nothing was created on Shabbos, but Shabbos was created. So it's not shisha simei Brachos, it's shiva simei Brachos. Even Shabbos was a creation. Shvisa. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena af archa shulchana elu yamim munaros chol tzarchei olam. That's everything that Hashem made in the world for Adam to enjoy and to use. That's the meal. That's the meal. The rivers and everything else. Shulchan arusah tikra ze Adam achava. He called the naros to come. That was Adam and Chava. Al gapim romi kares rabba. Al gapim romi kares on the high points of the cities. He invited them to Gan Eden. Rabba barbar chana rami. Rabbi asked, by the way, the Astira. Ksiv Al-Gapeh, we just had the pasuk of Al-Gapeh that Adam was on top. That means he was very lofty. He was very high. The Ksiv Al-Kiseh, he was only on a chair. So, Mitchil, Betchil, Al-Gapeh, Lebesov Al-Kiseh, before and after he sinned. Mi, Pesi, Yasser, Heina, Chasar, Leib, Amra, Lo. What does that mean? Mi pasi yasur heina. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mi psa olazeh. Pasi for the word mefata. Seduced. Who seduced you to do this? To do the chait? Isha amralo. It was the woman. Dechsev. And that's who's referred to as chasar lev. Dechsev. No, isha chasar lev. Right? So Chava was the one that convinced Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, that's what the pshat of the pasuk is. A lot of mefarshim discuss. We have a little time for it. Right? The kasha, based on the Ramban, what exactly was the chait of the Eitz Hadas? And what exactly was he thinking? The Ramban says he didn't even have bechira chasha, so to speak. So how did he sin if he didn't have bechira? Right? That's question A. What exactly was the sin? What was his mentality? What many, many mefarshim alluded to in the Rishonim, but really the Achronim. Many Achronim flesh it out, and that is Adam's sin was, Rav Dessler says this, and the Shemin Atov says this, and others, Adam's chait was that he knew he was in a perfect existence, and there was no Yetzirah, and there was no Taiva, and there was no challenge. But isn't it better to serve Hashem, having the test in front of you and overcoming? Isn't that better to, you know, try to have the Ra and overcome the Ra? Here is no challenge. This isn't a Kiddush Hashem. No, a Kiddush Hashem is if I really have the challenge and then I overcome it. That was his fatal error. Because, no, the point was not. The point is not to be in a state of Nisayan. The point is to go around and to be Roeth HaNolad. And it's better, no, I don't look for tests in life. I don't look for tests. If I have to overcome, I have to overcome. But that was, according to many Achronim, that was the pshat of the Eitz Hadas. That and that's how the Nachash convinced Chava as well. The other shaila in by the Eitz Hadas is the difference in Adam and Chava before and after. So many, again, Al Pi Kabbalah also is discussed that beforehand the Ra and the Tov were, the Ra was outside of Adam, and then the Or Gedaliah says it became inside. It was more of an internal Ra afterwards. So again, that's also an interesting discussion that that we should have as well. Okay, but we're going to continue because Amud Beis is very large. Okay, Vayter, Tanya, Hayyir Meir Omer. Adam Arishon Mikol Olam Kula Hutzvar Afro. Adam Arishon came from the entire earth. The dirt that he was made up from was from the entire earth. Shneamar Golmi Ra'uei Necha. My eyes saw my form from all over. The continuation of the pasuk is B'chol Aretz. Am Rav Oshim Mishpat the Rav. Adam Arishon Gufo Mi Bavel V'Rosho Mi Eretz Yisrael. His body came from Bavel. His head came from Eretz Yisrael. Ve'Evarim Mishar Aratzos, and the Evarim came from everywhere else in the world. The Marsha says his head came from Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, Eretz Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Where else is he going to head come from? Says the Marsha. So the brains come from Eretz Yisrael, the Chachma, and Bavel is also a stronghold. Therefore, the Guf comes from Bavel, and then the rest of the world brought up the Evarim. Agvosav, his tachat, where did that come from? Amarvachame Akra to Agva. It's a very deep place, so a lot of the body came from there. Okay. Amar Yochanan bar Chanina. Shtei Mesrei Shos HaVeYayom. That first Friday had 12 hours. Had 12, right? Halachic hours. Had 12 hours. Shah Rishon Big Shiloh about the 6 days of creation. And one of the approaches about dinosaurs and how many years. So some suggest that the days of creation were not regular 24-hour periods. So here it's out like 12 hours. So some are vehemently opposed to that. No, it was 12 hours. There are other answers given. We spoke about it with Rav Nevenzal a couple of weeks ago in the Parsha Shir. Gave a different answer. So Shnei Mesrei Shos HaVeYayom. 12 hours was that first Friday. Shah Rishon HaHutzpar Afro. The first hour, Hashem collected the dirt. Shnei Nasa Golan, that he made it into a form. Shlishis Nimtachu Evar of the third hour, his Evarim were stretched into place. Revias Nizakrab Bonashama. Right, he got his neshama, his ruachayim, chamishis amar al raglav. The fifth hour, he stood up. He was alive. Shishis karashemos. Then Hashem brought him all the animals and he called them all names. He couldn't find Chava. Shvias is avgalo Chava. After all that, so Chava was created because he couldn't find the nezer. Shminis alulo lamita shnayim v'yardu arba'a. The eighth hour, two went up to the bed and four came down. What does that mean? He had children. It was very quick in those days. No, right? Tsar gidul banim. And the whole Heirayon, it was only a punishment from the Chait. Beforehand, you have a child right away. Right? Who were the four? So, Tosfa says, Adam, Chava, Kayin, and his twin. But not Hevel. Hevel, because it says, Vatosef Laledes. By Hevel. So it wasn't the same, later. Tshias, Tzavu, Shalechem, and Eilon. The ninth hour, they got the Tzivui, Asir Sarach. Not even an hour. Not even an hour did they hold up. Did we hold up? Achasas Rei Nidor, in 11th hour they were judged. Shtemas Rei Nitrad Vahalachlo, they were thrown out. Shneamar Adam Bikar Bal Yolin, and Adam, in his glory, he doesn't stay overnight. Meaning, not one night did Klal Yisrael stay in there, did Adam Rishon stay in the glory. Amar Rechama, Ein Chayara Shalitz Ba'Adam, Ela Emke Nidva Lota Behema. A Chayara only has, and animals only have control over man when people act like animals. Shneamar Nimshal Kebehemos Nidmu, that's also from the same parak in Tehillim. Right, by the way, this is the parak of Tehillim that we say in a base Avel. Right, Adam Bikar Ba'Yalin, Nimshal Kebehemos Nidmu, maybe that has to, lets us think about Misa, which was the first Misa that was Nigram. Also a discussion in the Rishonim. What did Hashem say? If you eat from this tree, biyom achol mimenu mos tamus. On that day. So what do you mean that day? Did he die that day? But we just say right here, he got thrown out of Gan Eden that day. So that was a sort of Misa. So he did die that day. The other answer given is that, right, we say that 1,000 years to Hashem is like, 1,000 of our years is like a day for him. And Adam died within 1,000 years. Right? He lived till 930. He gave 70 years, away. So that is the, that's another pshat of what does it mean? B'yom ha'chocho mimenu. Another simple pshat is that the Ramban says, on the day that you eat from it, you will be a ben maves. Doesn't mean that you will die. That's what the Ramban says. Rabban over there on the Beis Yuzayin, Be'esha Tachla Mimena, Tihye Ben Maves. Kamoa, B'yom Tseischa, V'halachta, Ana V'ana, Yodua Teda Kimos Tamus. Shina Kavana Shemus Miyad Bo Bayom. Right? It means that, on that day. Okay. Then the Rabban discusses, was man destined to die or not? Amr of Yehuda Mara, B'shadi B'gadi Kodesh Baruch Hu Rose as Adam, Bara, Kat Acha Shal Malach Esharez. When Hashem wanted to create man, Hashem also created Malachim. Amr Lahem, Ritzon Chem Nasa Adam Mitzalmenu. What do you think? Is it a good idea to create man? Should we create man? Right, this teaches us anava. Never make decisions yourself. Amar, Hashem didn't need them to make the decision. Amru lefan ever bonus shalola ma maisav. Tell me his actions. Amru lehen, kach v'kach maisav. What does man do? This is what he does. Amru lefan ever bonus shalola ma enesh kitis kirenu v'nadav kitif kidenu. So he's a nothing. What are you creating him for? Hoshet etzbok tana b'neim v'sarfam. Hashem touched them and they burned up. Second group also. Katshlishas, the third group, we were a little smarter. Amru lefan ever bonus shalolam. Rishonim shamru lefanecha mahu ilu. Kol olam kulu shalchahu. Everything is yours. Kol mashad rotsa lasos bolam chasay. Do whatever you want. What are you asking us for? Kivan shiigia lanchi dara mabol vanchi dara flaga. But once the dara, these terrible generations came, shemaaseyan mukul kalin. Amru lefan ever bonus shalolam. Lo yafe amru rishonim lefanecha. Aren't those first ones right? You have to destroy the world. They're not the first ones, right? Armor lahan, va'azikna anihu, va'atseva aniesbol, v'chulim, meaning I have patience. I have patience. That's not how I run my world. I have patience, and therefore, I am right, even though there are some generations that are terrible. The Marsha connects this Gemara with the Medrash from Bereishis, which we've discussed in the past, where Hashem, there are different groups of Malachim saying, create man, not create man. Sheker says, MS says, don't create man, because of Kulo Sheker. And Chesed says, create man, because Kulo Chesed. And Shalom says, don't create man, because Kulo Ketata. All the different Midos arguing, so he connects that to this Gemara about who these Ketot are. I'm Rav Yudam Arav. Adam Arishon, Misofa Olam Atzapo Haya. Adam was very large. He took up the entire world. He took up the entire world. And Margolis Yam says he conquered every chachma. Conquered every chachma of the world. Shneamar lo minayama shabar lo kem Adam ala aretz lo mekseya shamayim vakseya shamayim. Kivin shesarach yinyecha rishbarach al yado alav umiyato. Once he sinned, Hashem put his hand on his head and pushed him down. Shneamar achar vakedem sartani vatashas alai kapecha, you put your hand on me. So he became much smaller. Not only from the side to side of the world, but from up to down, right? From the land to the Shemayim. Shneemar, and remember Rakia. I think we had a Gemara in Chagiga somewhere, about the different levels of Shemayim, and Rakia was one of them. So he went all the way up. Shneemar, lemin hayom, asher bara elokim adam ala aretz, ulem mikseya Shemayim, vakaseya Shemayim. Again, once he said Hashem minimized him, Shenemar Achar Bekedem Sartani V'chulu. Right? Why do we have a minimized button on the computer? Maybe to teach us so we could think about what it was like when Adam was minimized and maximized. Kashu Kray Adadi. Right? Wait, was he up to down or side to side? So Yidividi Chadav Mida Hu. Yeah, he was the same Mida, same distance. Amar Rav Yudam Arav Adam Arishon Balashan Arami Siper. Adam Arishon spoke Aramaic. Shneamar Veli Mayakru Reyecha Kel. To me, how precious are your thoughts, Hashem? And Reyecha in Aramaic means thoughts. Vayna Adam Reish Lakish. My Dechsev says Sefer told us Adam Malamei Sheheru Lakadosh Baruch Hu Dor Darvadarsha Dor Vadarvachachamav. Hashem showed Adam all the generations that were to come. Kivin shiigil adorish Rabbi Akiva, samach b'torasso. Once he gets Rabbi Akiva, he was so samach in his Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu was later, and Vinis, he just left. Vinis asev b'misasso. And he was very sad. He says, how could somebody who learned so much Torah die in such a terrible death? He was so sad. Rabbi Akiva, really, throughout the generations, he was the one that Hashem kind of showed. Look at my Rabbi Akiva. He showed it to Adam. He showed it to Moshe. And Nizati was very sad. Amar, v'li mayakru re'echa kel. How precious, how hidden, how I don't understand your thoughts, Hashem. The fact that Rabbi Akiva learned so much Torah and gets destroyed like this. Vait. Bam Rabbi Yudam Araf. Adam Arishon Minhaya. A couple of shitas here that Adam Arishon was not such a good guy. Adam was a heretic. The Mefarshim explained, I saw one of the Achronim say, this doesn't mean that he was a heretic. He was a tremendous gadol also. It means at the moment that he sinned, what type of sin was it? That's really what it's talking about. So it was out of heresy, meaning if you really believed in God fully, you wouldn't have done it. Minhaya. Shneemar v'yikra Hashem Elokim, v'yikra Hashem Elokim el ha'adam, v'yomer lo ayeka. On Natalibecha, where's your heart turns? Meaning it was a sin, it was a min. Rashi says, what does it mean, a min? Rashi calls it stuki, second skinny line. Note lavodes kochavim. So one of the achronim are medayik. Note. It's only note, he turned a little bit towards it. He didn't actually do it. It was note lavodes kochavim. Next, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Moshech Bar Lasso Haya. Rabbi Yitzchak says he was a Moshech Bar Lasso. Right? He covered his brismila. Adam had a brismila. He was mitzuvah and brismila. But Avram was the first one. Adam. So maybe this is a symbolic, right? That one measure says he was Nolan Mohol. Nolan Mohol, therefore he was Moshech, and he tried to cover it up. Moshech Marlaso. Again, that's a certain type of sin. Ksiv Hacha Behema Ka Adam Avru Bris, Ksiv Hasam as Brisi Hefar. Fine. Number three, Rav Nachman Amar Kofer Be'ikar. Haya. He was Kofer Be'ikar. What's the difference between that and a min? Two different types of heretics. Ksiv Hacha Avru Bris, Ksiv Hasam Va'amru Al Asher Azvu Bris Hashem Elokehem. Okay, three pshatim. What exactly, what type of sin was it? Tnan hasam, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Havishkolo Motorah, Vadama Shadoshav Apikaris, should be very insistent and push yourself in learning Torah and know how to answer what it says in Perkei Avos, know how to answer an Apikaris. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shnar Apikaris, Al Tikhavim. Only talk to an Apikaris who's a non-Jew, because maybe you'll have some success there. Aval Apikaris Yisrael, but a Jewish Apikaris who knew and he threw it all away. Then, a kol shekein depakar tzvei, if you get into philosophical conversations with him, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because they know everything. They know it all, and they don't want to hear it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol makam shefakar aminim shuvazim besidan. Right, Rashi quotes this on Brachos. Any time that there is a seemingly heretical pasuk, the tshuva and the answer is right next to it. Nasa adam bitzalmenu, nasa in plural, vayirvokem adam bitzalmo, in his image. Hava nerda v'nav l'shem svasam, let us go, Hashem says, vayirid Hashem, liros, esayir, v'esamigdol, singular. Kisham niglu elava elokim, in plural, lokel ha'onosi, v'yom sarasi. Kimigal gadol asher lo elohim, krovim elav, plural, kashem elokeinu, b'chol kareinu elav, singular. Umikam chayisrael goyachad ba'aretz asher holchu elokim, right, plural. Lift those low, la'am, singular. Ad di karsavan ramav. I see the thrones. I see his thrones in the air. Vatek yom and yasif. And the one who is ancient sits, singular. Hanach lamali. So what's the point? So what's the point of having all these plural psukim if it's going to mislead them? Kidder Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan and Kadosh Baruch Hu as a davar. Elmke nimlach bepalmai shamalia. Oh, Hashem only does something unless he's nimlach b'pamaya shamalia with his palace. Shneimar b'gzeiris irin piskama with the decree of Hashem u'mamar kadishin she'ilta. Right, he asks his bezdin, so to speak. We said a devar musar in Parshas Brachos. Remember months ago, unbelievable. Even though there's a chash of a de'ara, it's more important to teach a midah tova. Midah tova, to teach anava, is even more important than the worry of being misled. So hatena kulo, all of them can be explained this way, that Hashem does things with his pamlaya. Adikarsvan Rama Michael Amar. What about the thrones? He saw two thrones. What does that have to do with making decisions? Asking his bezdin. So echalo echad vechal David. No, it's really two thrones, one for him and one for David. Shnet Tanya echalo vechal David divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amale Rabbi Yosi Akiva. And Masa Ata Osa Shchina Chol. You're comparing David to Hashem? Can't do that. Ela echad ladin vechal tzedaka. No, it's two thrones of Hashem. One is his kisei shel din, and one is his kisei shel tzedaka. Just two more lines. Kibla minei lo kibla minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept this answer or not? So Tashma, the Tanya, Echal Adim, Echal Saka, Devi Rabbi Akiva. You see, he did. Because the next time he gave a shir on it, that's the pshat he said. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Azariah didn't even like this pshat. Akiva, Malach Ezo Agada, Rabbi Akiva, get out of the Agadata. Klach Eitz on the Gamba Alas. Go back to Lumdus. Go back to Nagam and Alas. Right? El Echal Akisei Vechal Shraf Shraf. No, one is for his throne and one is for his step stool. Right? For his Ottoman. Is that what it's called? Ottoman. Kisei, Leishi Vilav, Shraf Shraf Labdom, Rag Love. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Beth Hashem, we will continue with the last daf in Echadini Mamanis tomorrow morning. And Beth Hashem, the rest of the week, I will be trying to get it up online. It's not going to be here. I'll be away. Try to get it up online from where I am. Okay, we'll stop here.